Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
And indeed, television over the years, Brian is one of the members of the High Kings, that incredible singing group. They performed everywhere and they're going off again, I think, to the States very soon. Now, Brian has contacted us with a very distressing situation, and it's about his 15-year-old son. Brian, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. Thanks a million for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, I'm sorry that you had to make this call. Can you tell us the situation, Brian, with your son?
Yeah, sure. Well, at the moment, Sam is in Temple Street. We're at day 11 here at the moment. Sam has autism and a mild intellectual disability. And it's been kind of escalating since he turned 13 years of age. And the last few weeks have been particularly bad, where violence has been brought into play here. You know, pictures are off the wall. There's no mirrors in the wall anymore, and the violence turned towards myself and my wife, and then further on outside of the house, where people's property was being damaged, and so on and on and on and on. I mean, he's kind of seems to be lost in his own little world at the moment. Frustration has just taken over, and anger has taken over, and can be quite impulsive when he wants to be in relation to all of that. At the moment, literally over just in the last half an hour, we were just sitting down in the sensory room here in Temple Street. They've been phenomenal here in Temple Street. They've been just incredible, as they all, and nurses have to be commended because they're just incredible people. My own wife is a nurse in the Mater Hospital. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's unfortunately, it's kind of the wrong place where he is, even though he's safe and we're safe. And the most important thing is to keep him safe. But you know, we need placement, we need residential care, we need respite, we need, you know, we've done what we can do. We're linked in with Mead Disability Services, but for the last year they just haven't been able to fulfill anything with us, i.e. psychiatrists and all that kind of thing to be linked in with. There just wasn't any available, so we had to go down the adult route in relation to a psychiatrist there in the summer. And it just went on from there, but unfortunately has just gone down a very, very slippery slope quite fast in the last few weeks. But it's not only us, Joe, it's all the other hundreds of families that are out there. And I've just literally read about the 20 million that has been taken away from all of the ASD kids that are out there for their summer runs. And it won't give any families any respite or care or anything like that. So that's kind of where we're at, Joe, at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to discuss it with you and see.
And Brian, what is the setup in Temple Street Hospital? As you say, they're brilliant, and they're the only place that can take them at the minute, because you want a residential, obviously a residential care facility. But what is the setup in Temple Street?
Oh, but they have been incredible. I mean, we had to get to the point where we had to get an ambulance to get him to the hospital because he was just unsafe in the car anymore. But once the second we arrived, Joe, they were on it straight away in the emergency room and checked him out medically. Thankfully, to this stage, as we know, there's a couple of tests that need to be done, but thankfully he's good medically. But they have just done what they can do. They're checking up. They have a wonderful psychiatric team here, yes, as well, and they check up on him every day. And you know, medications need to be checked and reviewed every day. And it's just kind of an ongoing thing. But kind of nothing has really changed in relation to his, I suppose, his manner and his temper. And we're still sitting here. And I don't know what the next step is, really. We've left it in the hands of the Mead Disability Services. Hoping that there's something, maybe a placement that might come up. But you don't know how long or the duration is going to be. I mean, you could be sitting here for weeks within, because he's not safe to take home for himself or for us.
And how is he? But how is he kept safe in Temple Street? How, as you
say,
no fault of his own. He becomes aggressive. He sounds like he's a big lad now, 15, is he?
And yeah, he is. And yeah, Joe, do you know what? He's the most beautiful boy. Yeah. You know, he has just an incredible light about his soul. For the thousands of people that have come and seen us over the years, they would know Sam from the videos that I put up of him singing. He loves music. He loves his granddad, Sean. He used to sing If I Could Choose with him all the time.
Sean Dunphy,
and,
you know, of course.
Thank you, Joe. And then, literally would get up on stage and sing with us. And You know, the band love him dearly, and the fans have, and the incredible support, because I had to put this on social media. And, you know, we're a private family apart from being in the public eye myself, but we're private apart from that. And to have to kind of deliver or let people know your private life was something that we didn't take lightly, and we hung on it for weeks. But, you know, he's in there. He's just trapped within this autism that has brought him to this level.
So
at the moment, Joe, he's actually just giving me a hug here. He's standing beside me. So we're in our own little ward here. He has his own bed. He has a sensory tent that he can pop himself into if he feels anxious.
Okay.
He's still using his hands quite a lot, but at the moment he's okay.
How does Sam get relief? Or is there any way? You mentioned the sensory tent. Is there any?
I think he's so confused in his head, to be honest, Joe. That, like, you know, not even movies on the TV, and there's tons of movies on the TV, the iPad. You'd be afraid that he'd break the iPad I brought in, the Lego. We've made some Lego pieces. He's broken them on the floor, so it's kind of ongoing. So there really isn't anything that's kind of keeping him entertained, really, for, you know, 15 to 20 hours of the day, you know.
And you reckon, insofar as you know, Brian, but have Temple Street had to attain extra staff to help Sam, or protect him from himself, probably one way of putting it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to kind of reveal much, but I mean, obviously they have to keep their staff safe too, so...
Okay, that's the answer. No, what I'm
asking, there'll be a couple of security guards there as well.
Okay.
Because he constantly wants to go home, you know.
So in other words, it's costing. It's costing.
Correct.
So
if
there was a residential care facility specifically for children, how do you describe his condition, Brian?
How do I describe his condition?
Is there a name on it?
Not particularly. I mean, I think he's there. As I said, Joe, there's a beautiful boy in there. I just think he's trapped within, it's like being in quicksand. He just can't get out of it. I think he needs to be reviewed properly by the proper team. And they have those facilities. They have those residential care units that he can go into for whatever duration that he can have full
OT. But when you say that, Brian, have you somewhere in mind? Have you? I don't want you to name it. But have you somewhere in mind in Ireland that could look after Sam?
Well, there are a ton. I've looked up.
Yeah.
But there is no place they have to be referred to from the disability services, i.e. the HSE and further on. They have to be referred to because the funding needs to come from higher up. And if the funding doesn't come from them, then they can't be referred onwards. So Sam's case needs to be referred to all these facilities.
Yeah, but the Fine Gael line after the Catherine Noone comments about autism, for example, who was autistic and who isn't. The Fine Gael line then seemed to be, well, thanks, Catherine, in one sense, you've raised the issue of autism and we just want to talk about it, to help people talk about autism. But you were saying there are difficult situations for every family and that you need resources and you can't get the resources.
No, we can't avail of them. That's what I said. Even back in 2019, there was no psychiatric services for any teenagers or any kids that were in that position. So that's why we needed to try and get a private adult psychiatrist to try and push things, to try and even just help them a little bit. You know, if there's something going on there in the psychiatry world in relation to Sam, then it needs to be reviewed on a constant basis, on a 24/7 basis, which a residential unit or a care facility would provide for him.
Okay, now
which cannot be provided here, even though there are, again, and I want to state again that they're just wonderful here in Temple.
Yeah,
they really are. They're doing the best they can.
But you don't believe it's a last resort. It's a great place, but it's not the correct place. It's a great place, but not the correct place or environment for Sam at the minute. But how long will Temple Street be able to keep a place for Sam?
But that's I suppose he's under their jurisdiction now, really. So it's totally up to them. Obviously, bed management staff will have to look and review of this, and will be crying out to the HSE and the mean disability services for, you know, you need to get him a place so we can free up and have, you know, other kids to be able to avail of the room that Sam is in at the moment, which is right, which is by right, which is what should happen, you know, because at the end of the day, there are kids that will need the room who are in medical need. And he needs further treatment.
Yeah, and Brian, what about your travels? Surely you've to, given that you're so popular in the States.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing. That's coming up very, very, very soon. I mean, even my own wife, you know, she's singing part-time too, and she's had to give up a lot of her gigs to obviously fully care for Sam. There's a lot of tours coming up in the next few months. And, you know, he is our only child. He's been given so much love and attention since he was born that I really don't know what's going to happen, Joe. That's, to be honest, I really don't. I don't know where I'm going to be next week. Like, I don't know where Sam is going to be next week. Is he still going to be here sitting in Temple Street waiting for a placement somewhere? I really don't know.
So the High Kings tour of the USA, which you remember, starts, I'm looking at February the 11th.
Okay, I didn't want to say that, but you found it.
No,
okay,
no,
that's
it's fair. It's on the website. Okay. No, what I mean is this has been organised for a long time, and it's eight weeks.
Yes, it is. It's an eight-week tour, Joe. It's an eight-week tour. It's the longest ever. The band has just gone from there to the stratosphere at the moment. There's a lot of people looking out for us to do shows. We've had to put in that amount of work so things happen. But, you know, I can't simply turn around to the lads and say, I'm really sorry, I can't go now. Well, I suppose I could. Let them do the three-piece or get a death in, but that's not the way things. I still have to go out and work and keep providing for Sam and Anne at this stage. And so does he stay here in Temple Street? He can't go home with Anne, that's for sure. That's 100%. He can't go home with Anne because she's not simply going to be able to cope with Sam on her own. And that's where we're at the moment. There has to be services out there to help. And again, as I said, not just us, but, you know, all the other families that are out there that are struggling.
Okay. Yeah. That's an incredible insight, but our insight doesn't dilute your distress and the distress that Sam is in as well. But thanks for that insight, Brian, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you so much, Joe, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and kind regards to Sam and what's your wife's, Anne, isn't it? Sam, Anne, and yourself, Brian. Thanks indeed, and all the staff in Temple Street, both medical and otherwise, that are helping with Sam at the minute.